taking it have been the C-suite or the sales managers or the marketing managers or the training managers, the people that are overseeing all the staff. And I think, again, it just speaks to the fact that this is such a new industry. You want the people that are training and overseeing the operations and the team to be that level of expertise. And so despite it being designed for those people that are actually interfacing with consumers, the vast majority, 70%, are actually playing in the upper echelon of the company level.
From the PodConnect studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today on MJ Bulls, we are joined by Max Simon, the CEO and co-founder of Greenflower. Max, welcome to the show.
Really thrilled to be here.
Well, I appreciate you dropping in today. Legalization is creating millions of jobs. And unfortunately, there aren't enough qualified applicants to fill all these jobs. And Greenflower is an industry-leading cannabis education and training company with the largest library of online courses powering curriculum for universities across the U.S. Max, I thought to get things started, maybe you could explain why future workforces' lack of cannabis knowledge could stall the growth of the industry.
As I always like to say, the cannabis industry is remarkably complex and difficult to navigate and different in every state and oftentimes different in every city. And because of that, it creates a real need for people that are specialists, that are experts, that understand all the nuances. And you either become a specialist by getting your hands dirty, which is a great thing, and I'm a full proponent of people of just going out and having their direct experiences, or you shortcut the process by taking education and by learning from people who have done it, and it can really guide you to understand the nuances of how to succeed in the space. And so that's what Greenflower does. We partner with experts to produce curriculums, and those curriculums now show up in 25 different universities and college campuses across the country. And those curriculums are used to train businesses and become kind of the onboarding and training platform for employers, and also all the way up through this kind of mastery level certification, which is Ganja.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. You talked about complexity. For people that are outside of the industry, I just don't know that anyone could comprehend how complex this industry is. It's like you said earlier, it's a magnitude of 50 greater than anything you've ever seen before. Just give us a brief overview of maybe the different type of training that a dispensary person would need versus a cultivation versus a manufacturing. Just give us a kind of just a taste of how complex that would be.
Well, I'm glad you broke it down that way, because we have a lot of people that come to us kind of interested in the cannabis industry, but not necessarily understanding where they should go or what that kind of specialty should look like. And we break it down by sector. So first, you have to grow the plants. And while cannabis is an unbelievably magical plant, it's actually pretty difficult to grow. It's difficult to grow at a commercialization scale. It's difficult to process. It's difficult to make sure you ensure quality. So there's a whole sector of our training around growing, right? And really understanding how to grow compliantly in the legal space. Then you have the plant. The plant then has to get broken down into products. And so that's a manufacturing and product development and packaging and advertising sector. And of course, anybody that works in the space knows there's not only tremendous restrictions, but there's a lot to learn about the nuances of, you know, making these cannabis products. So we have courses on manufacturing, on product creation, all the way through onto the limitations on packaging and branding and marketing and that kind of thing. And then once you have a product, then it has to go into distribution and logistics, which is a whole nother sector, right? And that's the selling side, that's the compliance side, that's the delivery and logistics side, that's the safety and security side. So there's everything to learn in that side. And that just gets you in the door. And then there's the retail side, which of course is broken down into brick and mortar as well as the delivery side. And you have to not only learn all the compliance of operating in that space, but all the skills of customer service and responsible vendor training and being a good steward of the plant to provide proper service to people. And then goes all the way through into all the people that are servicing this industry, from the banking to the legal to the marketing and sales side. And so you look at the whole spectrum of the industry, and there's just a lot to learn.
Oh my gosh. I mean, just thinking about what you're just talking, and you mentioned earlier, you're in 25 universities across the country. maybe I'm getting a communication major, an advertising major, or a business management major, or some. It would be helpful to have a minor in cannabis, depending on what the major is, because I could see where you're outside your expertise if you jump into the industry, and even if you have a degree in one of those subjects.
And that's why actually we found the best pathways to go through the continuing education departments of all these schools. And that's because they're considered to be what they call stackable degrees, where there are shorter programs, 6-month programs, mm-hmm. where you can go through it and add them on top of what it is you're already studying. But also, interestingly enough, just so I can say it, what's been surprising to me is that probably 80% of our students are over 30 years old. They're people that are coming back to the workforce or coming back into this new industry from another place. And they're just really using our education to kind of fine tune their skills and figure out where they should play.
That is really interesting that the old, I wouldn't call it old, but it definitely an older demographic than right out of college. That's interesting. Look, you mentioned earlier the Gangier certification. Let's talk a little bit about that. What exactly is that?
So this was something that was kind of developed out of a personal passion of mine for wanting to make sure that consumers were being served properly and serviced properly. And today, most of those people are called bud tenders, but we really needed to establish a new form of credibility, a new form of respect, and a new form of mastery of the cannabis products. And so we looked at other sectors and realized, oh, that already exists in other places. There are wine sommeliers, there are cigar aficionados, there are chocolatiers, there are a class of professional that has achieved a level of certification that's rigorous and advanced and really respected. And so we started to build this in the beginning of 2018, and it took 3 years of time, 8,000 hours of contributions from this council of people that had 600 years of direct cannabis experience between the 18 of them. And we created Gangier, this cannabis sommelier certification, which is a very rigorous and advanced level product knowledge certification. You really understand every nuance of cannabis products. You understand how to assess cannabis products. We actually developed this systematic assessment protocol, which is this 100-point scale for assessing cannabis products. And you're trained to develop your nose and your palate and your understanding. And then it's a service-based training where you really understand the nuances of providing good service. And by going through these kind of three levels, product knowledge, assessment knowledge, and service knowledge, you come out the other end a master of cannabis service and somebody that can really play a high level of credibility in ensuring consumers get the highest level of service.
That is so cool. That is so cool because, I mean, you think about it when you go into a nice restaurant and you're talking about the wine and they go, hang on, let me bring, and the person comes over and explains it to you and you feel this confidence that I think is lacking when you're in a dispensary and you're talking to a bud tender. It'd be nice if somebody was sort of in the back, even if it wasn't everybody, but if somebody was in the background that could, you know, take it to that next level, I think that'd be really helpful.
What's been surprising, again, we kind of designed the program to play that role, but what's been interesting is that the people who have actually been taking it have been the C-suite or the sales managers or the marketing managers or the training managers, the people that are overseeing all the staff. And I think, again, it just speaks to the fact that this is such a new industry. You want the people that are training and overseeing the operations in the team to be that level of expertise. And so despite it being designed for those people that are actually interfacing with consumers, the vast majority, 70%, are actually playing in the upper echelon of the company level.
Let's jump forward. Look ahead for maybe the next 12 months. What do you guys have on your plate for the next 12 months? What do you hope to launch?
Well, we'll double the number of schools we're serving. So we're continuing to sign new partnerships with both universities and community colleges. Actually, I'm most excited about these community college relationships because they're at the very hyper-local level. So they're the ones interacting with the local businesses and the local talent and that whole thing. So we're continuing to just very ambitiously expand our partnerships in the higher ed space. We just literally a few weeks ago closed on our Gangier campus. And so now we've got our own place to bring people up into Humboldt.
Oh,
and
nice.
Have this very beautiful hands-on experience. I'm actually heading up there here very shortly. And we'll just continue to bring more high-level people into Ganja at the end of the day. One of my kind of personal fan stories is that Ricky Williams, the former Miami Dolphins, he just joined the program and is now being kind of very loud about his journey on being a Ganja. So I'm excited just to bring more great people into Ganja. And then lastly, the part of the business that's actually growing one of the quickest is that we're now training all these cannabis companies. And we have both the mandatory training requirements in every single state that are required for companies to get their people trained. But we're also building these onboarding and learning and development programs for all these big cannabis companies right now. So we have just a lot of room for growth ahead and lots of opportunity to continue to execute.
Oh, yeah, obviously. The sky's the limit. Now, will you be raising any capital to assist in this?
It's funny that you say that because literally just a few weeks ago, we made a decision to do a small round of funding. So we're going to do a small round of funding here this year, and that's all we'll need. We're actually quite profitable as a company and have so much growth ahead that we can fund the growth pretty easily. But we're going to raise a little bit more just to have a little more kind of working capital as we go into this next phase.
Yeah, especially with the new campus, I'm sure that'll be helpful. Well, we'll have links to Greenflower in the show notes. So whether you're considering getting into the industry or you're an organization considering adding training to your company, or you're an investor thinking about investing, this is a great opportunity. Just click the link in the show notes. Max, that was fun. It's nice to get to know you. Thanks for being on the show today.
Really great to be here. I hope I come back again in the future.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Cannabis Health Radio is a podcast about stories from people around the world who have used cannabis to deal with serious ailments, many of them life-threatening. My name is Ian Jessup. My co-host Corey Yelland is no stranger to the devastating emotional impact faced by so many people receiving a death sentence diagnosis from a doctor. Told she only had months to live with anal canal cancer, Corey researched and immediately began using cannabis oil to eliminate her cancer and has been cancer-free for more than a decade. She told herself that if it worked, she would spend the rest of her life helping others, which she does tirelessly every day. When you listen to our podcast, you'll hear many stories like Corey's, along with others who have used cannabis oil for many more ailments besides cancer, such as chronic pain, PTSD, MS, and many, many more. As one of our guests said, "Your podcast gave me the confidence to save my own life." We regularly get messages from listeners who have heard our podcast and use cannabis to solve a serious health issue of their own or that of a loved one. We hope you listen to these stories and be as inspired and moved as we are with each and every episode.